What if migration isn't something that just happens, but something that is made? Welcome to Production Side, the podcast about the societal negotiation of migration. We explore how migration is produced through policies, institutions, and categories. And we ask, what role does migration research itself play in this process? Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very first episode of the Production Side podcast. My name is Feline Engling-Cardozo, and I'm hosting this episode together with my colleague Vera Hanewinkel. We are both science communication officers at the Institute for Migration Research and Intercultural Studies, IMIS, at Osnabrück University.
Hi, everyone. Have you ever stopped to think about how society actually creates the idea of migration? Not the physical movement of people, but the concept itself, the categories we use, the assumptions we make. In this episode, we're exploring a major research center in Germany that's asking radical questions about migration. Not how do we manage migration or what causes migration, but rather how do we produce migration as a social reality? I'm talking about the Collaborative Research Center Production of Migration based at Osnabrück University. And before your eyes glaze over at the academic jargon, stick with us. This is actually about all of us.
Because here's the thing, migration doesn't just happen. It's made, it's negotiated, it's given meaning by societies, institutions, researchers, and everyday people. It is a process with many different actors involved. And that process of making migration, that's what this entire research center has been studying since the spring of 2024. All right, let's dive in.
First things first. Before we dive in deeper thematically, we need to establish what exactly is a collaborative research center, or Sonderforschungsbereich in German. Think of it as academic Olympics meeting a long-term research mission. These SFBs, the abbreviation of the German title of these special research areas, represent one of the most prestigious funding programs for university-based fundamental research. They are funded by the DFG, the German Research Foundation, and they're highly competitive. Out of hundreds of applications, only about 20 get approved each year.
And here's what makes them so special. They're long-term and interdisciplinary. We're talking about up to 12 years of sustained funding, bringing together researchers from different fields, not for a one-off conference, but for genuine, deep collaboration.
Exactly, Felina. And here's the kicker. The SFB Production of Migration, which launched in April 2024, is the first ever collaborative research center in Germany dedicated specifically to migration research. The very first one. Think of that for a moment. I mean, given how central migration is to global politics, social debates, and human history itself, it's actually surprising that this is groundbreaking.
Before we dive into the production of migration approach, let me briefly explain why the SFBs in some contexts refer to as SFB 1604. Well, 1604 is not a secret code at all. The DFG assigns sequential identification numbers to its collaborative research centers based on the number of their application. The number 1604 is essentially the identifier of the SFB production of migration. So don't be confused when we talk about SFB 1604. This SFB brings together more than 60 researchers from Osnabrück University and 6 partner institutions from all over Germany, including universities in Münster, Frankfurt, Flensburg, Dortmund, Kiel and Berlin. There are 9 different disciplines involved: geography, history, psychology, linguistics, law, education, political science, sociology and religious studies. They all bring their methods and perspectives to the research.
All right, so here comes the conceptual heart of the matter. What does it mean to study the production of migration? Let's hear what the SFB's chair, Professor Andreas Pott, has to say about this approach.
Production of migration is a research perspective that inquires into the processes of creating, maintaining, or changing migration and its meanings. It is a perspective that refers to the social existence of migration. As a social fact, migration is a relatively stable yet changeable object, an object that is made real in societies. It is the making of this facticity of migration we're interested in. Production of migration helps us to explore the phenomenon's formation and reproduction, but also its gradual disappearance or neglect. The concept comes with an entire vocabulary: the production process, factors and material effects, the modes and media of production, the producers, the sites, the conditions and apparatuses of production, and of course, the products themselves. It is important to emphasize that production of migration is not a linear process. As a social object, migration is not produced once and for all, like, for instance, a car, but it demands ongoing efforts and contributions. Production of migration is a very complex and a highly contested process. It involves a wide range of actors and practices. As a co-producing force, migration research is involved in this process through the knowledge it produces, but also through its research practices. Considering this makes production of migration a reflexive approach. And since, in a way, it takes a whole society to produce migration, the analysis can only succeed if conducted as a truly interdisciplinary collaboration. That's another crucial feature of our SFB.
If this explanation is still a little too abstract for you, I'd like to break it down further. Here's an example the SFB researchers love to give when trying to explain what they refer to when talking about the production of migration. Why is a Swedish woman living in Germany not typically called a migrant, while the grandchildren of Turkish immigrants born and raised in Germany often are? This question cuts right to the core of what Andreas just explained. Migration isn't just about crossing borders. It's about how societies define, categorize, and make sense of movement, difference, and belonging, how they perceive, debate, and negotiate human mobility. The traditional approach to migration studies often takes migration as a given, a fact, something that is there and needs to be explained, managed, or understood. But SFB 1604 flips that around. The involved researchers are asking, how is migration itself socially constructed? How do we produce the very idea of migration, migrants, and migration-related problems?
And this is what they call reflexive migration research. The word reflexive here means turning the lens back on ourselves, on researchers, policymakers, media, civil society, and then asking, how are we involved in creating what we study? SFB member Professor Thomas Schäfer explains it this way.
Reflexive means that we are somehow involved in those production processes. First of all, as migration scholars, that we produce knowledge on production. Knowledge is an important aspect of migration becoming a fact in society. But more specifically then as well, reflexive in terms of how we research migration, for instance, at a specific point in time, on a specific stage of it becoming more solid, more established, or more thought about.
But how does that work in practice? Which questions do researchers have to ask themselves when they want to approach research from a reflexive perspective? We have asked SFB members Dr. Jens Schneider and Dr. Nandita Dutta to explain reflexive research in a little more detail.
It means taking a kind of outside perspective on us as researchers, how our strengths and limitations influence the research project, and at our respective research project. How does it look like for others? Are its ideas, goals, and motivations clear to others?
It also means to critically check if there are any underlying presumptions that have not been made explicit, be it personal norms and values, or established conventions and disciplines, even different national academic cultures that may make us not see certain aspects that are obvious to others. These presumptions may lead us to, for example, ask the wrong questions to begin with, Are our categories and classifications adequate when we look at them from a different angle? And do they actually measure what we want to know?
The same applies for the analysis of our data. Are there other coherent interpretations possible? Are our interpretations and conclusions doing justice to the research participants, but also to the so-called statement of problem at the beginning of our research? Scientific evidence aims at objectivity, but today we know that this requires multiple perspectives and clarifying our standpoint, but also understanding ourselves as inevitably being part of the social processes that we study.
So here's the uncomfortable truth. Migration research, as any research, isn't a neutral and distant observer. When researchers create or use categories like migration background, refugee, integration, or irregular immigrant, they are not just describing reality. They are actively shaping how society thinks about and responds to migration. In summary, migration research doesn't just study migration, it participates in producing migration as a social reality. This might sound abstract, but it has real consequences. Just think about it. When schools label certain children as children with a migration background, that label influences how teachers interact with them, how other students see them, and how they see themselves. When visa systems categorize people as skilled workers versus unskilled, that isn't just bureaucracy. It's creating different types of migrants with different rights and opportunities. And when media repeatedly connects migration with crisis or crime, that association shapes public opinion and political responses. SFB 1604 is systematically studying these processes, the social negotiation of migration and its meanings.
So how do you actually research something as big and complex as the production of migration? The SFB has come up with a triangular framework. They identified three key media through which migration is produced. Think of these as three different lenses for examining the same phenomenon. Number one, figures. Number two, infrastructures. And number three, spaces. Accordingly, SFB 1604 has three project areas, which each focus on one of these media and contain five different projects related to each medium. Let's break that down.
All right, I'll start with explaining the very first one, figures. Project Area A focuses on what they call figures of migration. This refers to the social types, categories, and stereotypes that shape how we think about migration and migrants. SFB member Dr. Isabel Diekmann explains it as follows.
Figures of migration refer to people, groups, behaviors, and relationships between individuals, so-called figurations. We want to understand which differentiations and categorizations are used, how certain figures are created, and what consequences this has. For instance, there were times in Germany when we spoke a lot about so-called guest workers, and then maybe we spoke about Turks, meaning to focus more on nationalities as a line of differentiation. Today we talk a lot about migrants, which semantically highlights the migration experience as such, instead of, for instance, nationality, even though this term might evoke fewer associations with Austrians than, for example, let's say with Syrians.
So to summarize, terms like refugee or labor migrant aren't neutral descriptions. They are loaded categories that bundle together assumptions, emotions, and expectations. One project, for example, examines how the figure of the guest worker child was created in German educational discourse from 1960 to 2010. Another project looks at how anti-racist movements produce their own figures, like the discriminated, and what effects those have. The key insight here is that these figures aren't just labels. They have power. They influence policy, shape identities, and affect how people are treated in schools, workplaces, and public life.
Let's move to the second one, infrastructures. Project Area B examines the physical, legal, technical, and social infrastructures that enable or restrict migration. Think about visas. A visa isn't just a stamp in your passport. It's a border infrastructure that sorts people, creates mobility options for some, and barriers for others. One project in the SFB specifically studies how the visa system produces mobility and immobility. Other projects look at language as infrastructure in multilingual hospitals or at mosques as religious infrastructure that produce belonging for migrant communities.
Well, we use the term infrastructure in a broad sense because we look at all those infrastructures who are part of the production process of migration, who shape the field of migration. So we just don't look only on material and physical infrastructures such as buildings, or think about a border infrastructure with border posts and sometimes fences and walls. So there are different dimensions which we have to address when we think about migration infrastructure. So there's an organizational dimension. So who's working in an institution? What are the different competences when it comes, for instance, to decide about asylum or about visa issues? And for instance, also there's a technological dimension. There is an epistemic dimension when it comes to different forms of knowledge. There is also a regulatory dimension when it comes to rules and regulations. So infrastructure for us is a multidimensional concept and can apply it across the whole field of migration.
We just heard Professor Ulrich Schneckner, who is principal investigator in one of the projects in the infrastructure cluster. So according to their broad understanding, infrastructures of migration include all layers from physical barriers at the borders to laws and administrative regulations and the people involved in their implementation. To put it in a nutshell, the infrastructure perspective shows us the machinery, the visible but also the often invisible systems and structures that shape migration behind the scenes.
Last but not least, let's move to the third medium, spaces. Project Area C focuses on how migration produces and is produced through space. I have asked Professor Christiane Reinecke, whose project is situated in the Spaces cluster, what spaces of migration are.
If we think about migration, we often think about it with reference to certain spaces, right? The border is the classic one. It's hard to think about migration without, in one way or another, talking about borders. But there are others. There are, for example, certain neighborhoods that people associate with migrants. And what's happening there, they associate that with migrants. You could say these are spaces of migration, as in we use these references to certain spaces in order to think or talk about migration, or maybe also experience it. And because it's getting more theoretical, the more you're looking at something, it can also mean how I describe somebody as being a migrant, how I migrantize him or her. I usually use references to space. I ask him, where are you from? Which, if you're from here, you find usually very irritating. So what I do is, by referring to somewhere else, I make somebody in being from somewhere else. So I would call that spatial markers, right? Using a reference to space to say somebody's not from here, these are someone not belonging. It's a border or a neighborhood that people refer to in order to talk about migration. But it can also mean I use references to space, or people do that all the time, in order to say somebody's not from here. This kind of using spatial references can also be a space of migration in a more abstract understanding.
One SFB project examines how local administrations and signs spatialize migration in urban contexts. Another one looks at how the EU's internal and external borders are produced through migration policies and practices. There is even a project on spaces of migrant disappearance, studying how certain spaces, in this case the Atlantic Ocean between West and North Africa and the Spanish Canary Islands, become zones where migrants disappear, how the numbers that circulate about these disappearances are created and from whom, and what that tells us about migration governance.
What's powerful about this three-part framework is that these aren't separate phenomena. Figures, infrastructures, and spaces interact. The visa infrastructure, for example, creates the figure of the legal migrant and its counterpart, the irregular or illegal migrant. The latter is then used by politicians to justify the establishment of infrastructures of deterrence and surveillance, like fences and drones in spaces like border zones. 15 individual research projects are distributed across these three clusters: figures, infrastructures, and spaces, each examining specific cases, from physician recruitment to climate-induced mobilities, from language policies to refugee categories.
Now, here's where the SFB gets really innovative. Beyond the 15 research projects involved in the SFB, they've built in two unique components: the Reflexivity Lab and the Transfer Project. The Reflexivity Lab is essentially the SFB's thinking space for collective reflection. Remember that we mentioned reflexivity earlier? Well, this lab is where researchers from different projects come together to develop their shared theoretical frameworks. We asked Jens Schneider and Nandita Dutte, whom we have already heard earlier on in this episode and who organized the reflexivity sessions, to explain what the Reflexivity Lab is.
The Reflexivity Lab offers a framework for especially early career researchers to exchange and collaboratively work on reflexive perspectives in their research projects. It engages the SFB in debates within the wider research community, but also at the level of local, national, and even international political and societal debates.
The Reflex Lab also looks at methods and methodology. It looks at the role of reflexive research in different disciplines. And it asks the SFB's research projects to continually reflect on how they produce knowledge.
You see, the Reflexivity Lab creates sustained dialogue between the researchers involved in the SFB, as well as with international guests who are regularly invited to workshops, conferences, or to collaboratively write articles.
Then there's the Transfer Project, which I find particularly compelling. The SFB isn't content to just publish in academic journals. The involved researchers want their insights to reach the public and interact with different groups. Annika Hein coordinates the Transfer Project's activities. I asked her about the aim of the Transfer Project and how they are trying to accomplish it.
We believe that knowledge transfer can and should occur in two directions. We as researchers have much to learn from the expertise of people outside the university and should bring their experiences into our knowledge production. The title of a transfer project, Reflexive Migration Research in the Museum, Potentials and Perspectives of Virtual Realities, pretty accurately describes what we are trying to do. In close partnership with the Documentation Center and Museum on Migration in Germany, we want to find out whether and how digital tools, especially virtual reality, can change the way the history and presence of migration in our society are told. To achieve that, we developed two digital tools that allow people to tell their own story in either virtual exhibitions or by digitally transforming real places into environments that make their ties to migration history directly visible. The digital space, for example, allows them and us to erect memorials to victims of racist violence in places where it would not be possible in the analog world. Additionally, together with some groups that we met during our work, we will also produce a short movie and two podcast episodes.
In short, the idea behind the Transfer Project is radical. Instead of presenting the definite story of migration, let people see how different choices produce different narratives. Make visible the production process itself. Instead of telling people what to think about migration, they are showing them how migration narratives get made, and they're parting from the idea that people outside universities and cultural institutions have expertise and produce knowledge that is relevant and to be included into our observations of how migration is produced. This isn't just public outreach. It's generating new data and insights about how migration meanings are negotiated in public spaces. And it's about putting the rather abstract-sounding ideas of production of migration and reflexive migration research into practice.
One more key component I should mention is the Integrated Research Training Group, or IRTG. This is the SFB's PhD program. It is led by Professor Christine Lang and Professor Helen Schwenken. Christine, please explain us what the IRTG is and how it operates.
We have around 20 doctoral researchers in the SFV projects who do their PhDs in different disciplines: sociology, geography, political science, history, social psychology. And our IRTG is designed to support them as best as possible on their PhD journey. So we have regular colloquia where the doctoral researchers present and discuss their work. We have methods courses, writing workshops, also workshops on important skills. All is adapted to the different stages of developing a PhD. A highlight was our international PhD Spring School with more than 40 participants from various countries, where our PhDs took a lead in the organization. Our aim is to support successfully our PhDs to complete their projects and to train young researchers in interdisciplinary reflexive migration research, because we consider this to be a crucial part of our SFB endeavor.
This investment in early career researchers is crucial. These are the scholars who will be shaping migration research for the next generation, and they are being trained from day one to think reflexively about their work.
So why does all this matter? We live in a time in which migration dominates headlines, political debates, and social anxieties. From European border policies to refugee crises to debates about integration and belonging, migration is everywhere. But most of those debates take for granted what migration is. They assume we all know what we are talking about when we use words like migrant, labor migration, refugee, or integration. Our collaborative research center 1604 is saying, hold on, let's examine those assumptions. Let's look at how we create these categories. Who benefits, who's harmed, and what alternatives might exist?
This isn't just academic navel-gazing. Understanding how migration is produced helps us see where change is necessary or possible, and like what can help us understand broader sociopolitical processes and developments. If migration isn't just a natural fact, but a socially constructed reality, then it can be constructed differently. SFB 1604 is looking at these aspects systematically, empirically, and collaboratively. Over the course of up to 12 years, they'll be developing a comprehensive theory of how migration is socially produced.
And in doing so, they're not just studying migration. They're potentially changing how we all think about it and inform future discourses about migration, impacting how we all live together.
Well, that's it for today. In this episode, we took a closer look at the Collaborative Research Center production of migration.
So next time you hear someone talking about migrants or immigration, ask yourself, who's producing that meaning, how, and why?
Thank you for listening to Production Side, the podcast about the societal negotiation of migration. If this episode made you think, subscribe and spread the word. You can find all credits, sources and further links in the show notes and at producingmigration.org. Production Side is produced by the Collaborative Research Center Production of Migration at Osnabrück University, funded by the German Research Foundation in collaboration with Podcast Fabrik Bielefeld. New episodes are available wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, and until then, what's being produced right now?